8 victims identified after deadly B-52 crash at California Air Force Base. Edwards Air Force Base in California released the names of the 8 people killed when a B-52 Stratofortress crashed June 15 during a routine test mission. Among the victims were active duty members of the U.S. Air Force, Boeing employees, and a government contractor. Colonel Gregory Watson, 53, was a weapons systems officer working for Boeing and an Air Force reservist. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Miles Middleton, 50, was a retired pilot working for Boeing. Christopher Riskar, 41, was a flight test engineer with JT4, a military contractor. Lieutenant Colonel Gabriel Estrella, 40, was a weapons systems officer with the Air Force Operational Test and Evaluation Center. Major Robert D., 40, was a pilot with the 419th Flight Test Squadron. Major Brad Hovey, 35, was a pilot with the 419th Flight Test Squadron. Major Alexander Davis, 34, was a weapons systems officer with the 419th Flight Test Squadron. Jeremy Smith, 32, was a flight test engineer with the 419th Flight Test Squadron. It is with profound sorrow and a heavy heart that I can now share the names of the 8 extraordinary Americans we lost during Monday's B-52 crash, Colonel Thomas Tower, 412th Test Wing Commander, told workers and families at Edwards Air Force Base, according to a statement. They were dedicated professionals, beloved family members, and irreplaceable teammates. Our thoughts, prayers, and deepest sympathies are with their families, loved ones, and fellow airmen, Air Force civilians, and mission partners affected by this tragedy, Tower said. House Speaker Mike Johnson posted on the crash. As more details emerge from the tragic B-52 crash at Edwards Air Force Base, we learned that this tragedy has sadly touched our Shreveport-Bossier community. Colonel Gregory Watson of Houghton, a weapons systems officer, Air Force reservist, and a beloved member of our community, was a victim of this terrible crash, Johnson wrote on X June 17. Lieutenant Colonel Gabriel Estrella, weapons systems officer, formerly served at Barksdale and was also a victim of this great tragedy. Our prayers and deepest condolences are with the families, friends, and fellow service members of these patriots. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Acting Governor Monique Limon also released a statement on Wednesday. We join the country in mourning the loss of these 8 brave Americans, the statement said. Their service, dedication, and commitment to our nation's defense will not be forgotten. As we grieve this tragedy, we honor their lives, their contributions to our country, and the families, friends, colleagues, and communities who now carry this profound sorrow. California stands with the men and women of Edwards Air Force Base, the United States Air Force, and all those affected by this devastating accident.